Imagine waking up one morning to find your voice has suddenly disappeared or changed dramatically. That loss can impact your relationships, your work, even your sense of self. It's a condition known as dysphonia, and it can occur after a throat infection or after surgery, even after psychological trauma or stress. James Bullen has more.
It was a tricky time when I started to notice that words were dropping out when I was speaking. By nature, I'm a chatterbox. I'm somebody who speaks a lot generally, but also in my work. And I noticed that words were starting to disappear or be cut off.
That's Louise Bale, president of the Australian Dysphonia Network, describing the start of her voice disorder 13 years ago.
I felt like I'd started to sound like a little old lady with a tremulous sort of a voice that didn't sound confident. And I hated that because inside I'm thinking I'm too intelligent, I'm smart, and yet I'm not able to show that. So I sought an opinion by an ear, nose and throat doctor who then referred me to a speech pathologist after ruling out that I had no nodules or anything that was obvious. So I saw a speech pathologist for about 6 months, and it was at the end of that that she said she felt certain that I had a condition called spasmodic dysphonia. I have to say I work in the health system. I was originally a registered nurse and have worked in all facets of health for almost 40 years, but this was something I'd never heard of, and I think I could safely say I know more about voice disorders now than anyone really needs to know, having been affected, but no, never heard about it.
So what is dysphonia? I spoke to Dr. Daniel Novakovic and Dr. Kate Medill, co-directors of the new Dr. Liang Voice Program at the University of Sydney, to find out.
Dysphonia is actually, it's a medical term for a voice problem. So it's not actually a diagnosis, but it represents a voice problem in someone. People often present to us complaining of hoarseness or loss of voice, and it might mean having a rough or different sounding voice or having a croaky voice. Sometimes the voice can sound normal, but people can be using increased effort.
About 30% of people will experience a voice disorder in their lifetime. It will be dependent on whether you are a professional voice user. If you're a teacher, you're much more likely to have a voice disorder. We know that most people don't seek treatment. It's a highly underdiagnosed and undertreated disorder, which for us is a major concern because the research is very, very clear. It has a very big impact on quality of life. It has a big impact on people's finances and ability to work. And it costs the community a lot of money.
Aside from the economic impact, there's a social and emotional one too. Louise Bale again.
There are some common themes across anybody that lives with a voice disorder that still become really frustrating. That is not being able to speak up and have an opinion, being caught in a conversation where you constantly get overlooked because you can't compete with a number of voices at the same time. Speaking in a noisy background like a coffee shop bar becomes really hard. Most people with a voice issue will notice that the harder they try to speak, the more difficulty they have. And so it's really important to have calm, quiet environments. So that impacts on the social life terribly.
I bet it does. Just imagine that would be so hard. Louise Bale ending that report from James Bullen. And you can hear more of her story and this whole issue on the Health Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN or anytime on the ABC Listen app.